which discusses as follows. If I can get Chuvas Rambam, I'd like to show it to you. Oh, this mouse isn't working. So how do I do this? Chuvas. How do you go down here? This way? Does it work?
You can use the bar that's there.
The bar?
Yeah, you see on the side? Yeah.
This bar here?
Yeah, here. See how it has this bar. Up and down?
So what do I do? Press down?
Yeah. I mean, just here. It's easier just to click the bottom.
Click the bottom.
Sorry.
Oh, here we go. Oh, we're going too fast. Rambam. Rambam. No, it moved. My fingers moved. Rambam. Chuvas Rambam. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. It's different than Chuvas Rambam. It's hard to know which. I'm going to tell you which one. We'll have to go back up again. Yeah, got the right one. Oh, you probably can't see it. I have to make settings. Alright, I'm just getting used to my new Metzius here.
Try to get announced for next week.
Okay, let's see what it says. Odom ayanitum mechaver at Rambam. I said, I can't deal with you. I have to make a mursha. I have to make someone help me out, a lawyer. This is now the defendant. Okay? Does it work? Yes or no? Some say only works for a tove and not for the nitva. That's what it is, right? What's the halacha? Okay. Is they do it this way?
No. The one on the left.
This way.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tshuva. Inyan arasho, sheyimsa tove al mursha mashiyesha wetz aploni. Yishar Murshah b'al dvarim shel nitva. It's like Mabba Bakaba, that's fine. Can't allow Mabba Bakaba to do that. When we call him a tovea, but tovea me a nitva, me talatlin, the kofu b'em lo tolo, as a lema rasho. That's what Chazal say. Look, as finin, adrachta, the different gears, as we saw, urchata, adrachta, me talatlin, the kafir. Im zeh ha'iko, yizbata, me laharshan sa nitva, le shum Murshah, fi she ein lo dova al chaveh, le mosul le Murshah. You can't do it. Only works from the plaintiff, not from the defendant. Kachu adin b'chol bat adin Yisrael. Om nom. Hayos Murshah Tovea Donama Nitva and Hayos Ki Marshay Matsuima Bimedina. Said Davaroy. Okay, whole discussion. I'm not going to every crap now. Omna. For Anago Anachnu, Kadmonenu, Birosenu, Hamurshah, Misrashel. Where's Misrashel? That's our text. What does Misrashel mean? He's lazy, negligent. Britano Sadin, Lisale Kamurshah. Ulitzavas lovia tovea ledunim baldino v'yotzin lamito. Kosa bosh. Rambam. Okay? Yeah, in other words, if we see that the lawyer for the plaintiff is lazy, it's rational, means that it's negligent, we'll call in someone new. I wonder if this is the new text. Watch this. You see the Zion here? Oh, I'm wrong. I'm pressing on the Zion and see if it gives the other text. Curiosity. Ah, they have the other text. Shamur shem bechavein lahaknit, to tease, ulekanter, and to undermine, nevatel arsho. Two different texts. What a difference. According to the first text, the lawyer is negligent, lazy. We remove him. That, okay. This is much more to the point. We spoke about yesterday. The guy is teasing us, is trying to undermine us, like, you know, someone who's learns Torah, Manas Lekanter, is loach no shlonivra. That's what the Tosis explains in the Masechta Brachos. So that's what means the kanta. That's a fascinating Tshuva Rambam. Already then, that was the custom. This is found over here in this beautiful Sefer, the Seder Hadin. Then he quotes something from a Tshuva from Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, who was the chief rabbi, who was sitting on the Bez Nagar in Yerushalayim. And at that point in time, this was before he was chief rabbi. He was just, if I'm not mistaken, he was just then a Rabbi Avadya Yosef was chief rabbi. He sat with him, and he later succeeded him. And who was the third diner? Bezalel Zsolti. He said, a superstar. As I keep telling you, depends, not every diner in the Bez Nagar is created equal. He said, the top. So Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu writes as follows. Says, look, the idea of an Orech Din is either Shlichus or Takonas Achronim, and their job is to make business life easier, make their client's life easier, to explain things properly, to be able to do it. They could be very good, there's nothing wrong. But what happens if this Shliach, agent of the litigant, Mekalkel HaMeshaleach, he's ruining the case of his own client because the client's going to suffer because of the misbehavior of the lawyer. Oshuma Friya Lisidri Bodedin. He's disturbing the normal procedure in Beis Din. Oshu Megala Iaminus Misuyemis. There's a little lack of trust, a lack of professionalism. Rashoy Bechayev Beis Din Lahafsik Es Alfos Shalom. They're not only allowed to, they're required to send him out. Not allow him to continue to represent his client. The Chas V'Sholem, as a result of this shenanigans, the Din can come out wrong. So therefore, you have to get rid of this lawyer. And that's punishing the lawyer. No, you're saving the client. And Hamodas HaDin Altilo. So the judges can paskin, be Yosher V'Tzedek. How do you like that? That's a pretty powerful statement over here. This goes back to Tovshin Mem Aleph. This is 25 years coming up, most of Kislev. It was up a long time ago. Very, very, very beautiful. And as a matter of fact, Bezdin of three of the greatest, again Rav Zsolti and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu are the same. Instead of Rav Yosef, his time is Rav Shaul Yisraeli, also one of the super Dayanim. They said, how come the lower court didn't use its authority to get rid of the lawyer? Psh. How do you like that? They should have gotten rid of him. It's a complaint that the appeals court says. I don't understand why they didn't get rid of him. Here's the following case. This is more recently, Rabbi Osai. This is the most recent chief rabbi, Rav Shlomo Amar. Some of you have met here. He's been in our yeshiva. Did you ever meet him? He was in our yeshiva. He's a very fine Talmud Chacham. Now the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim comes out in his Sefer Shema Shlomo Chelik Dalit. This following case, what happens? There is a situation where a lawyer is chutzpedik to the bezdin, b'dvarim chamurim u'malivim. So that's it. Get him out. He's not doing it. It's too much chutzpah. Now, there's an interesting case, also on the same page 190, goes back to also Gedolei Dayanim. They are Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. It's Eliezer. He sat at Bezdin, you know. Kulitz, Yitzhak Kulitz, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim for many years. And another man you probably never heard of, Eliezer Shapiro. They never put first names over here in the Sefer. They always put just the first initial. The problem is, there was an uncle and a nephew whose first initial is the same. Rabbi Avraham Shapiro is the famous chief rabbi, and the other nephew, Rabbi Eliezer Shapiro. Now, I knew him personally, because in 1986, I think I have told you the story already, he came here for a year to run our Bez Kol HaLahoro after Rabbi Alperzal passed away. He's the one who had the famous fight with Rabbi Shechta, about Shnayim Shasu, with the brain death, they pulled out the plug. That's him. And the other Shapiro, new Kol HaTorah Kula. Came here for a year, first of all, it was good for us to get a sabbatical. It helps you in your salary, helps you in your advancement. He also had to marry off a daughter. He succeeded in marrying off his daughter, and unfortunately passed away shortly thereafter. If he went back there as a stroke the following year. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So the three of them, in a Bez Nagadol in Tavshin Mem Dalet. He came here in Tavshin Mem Zayin, so this is a couple of years before that. He was already on Bez Nagadol. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So what happened? An interesting case. There was a Bezin session, and they were questioning the woman. The lawyer said, don't answer. And he also disturbed in other ways. So the lower court said, you're out. The upper court said, the Court of Appeals said, that, come on, it's the lower court is really correct. Nonetheless, they said, think about it again. If he apologizes and agrees to list the Bezin from now on, in other words, they didn't want to be so strong on him. They gave him one more chance. Similarly, in another important case, which is heard in Tavshin Mem Vav, again, three Chashev Dayanim, Rabbi Dachovsky, who we know well, Rabbi Bar Shalom was Rabbi Avadya's son-in-law, I don't know personally, and Rabbi Avram Sherman, whose name we mentioned more than once, we also know was here in our yeshiva for a while, we know personally. They said that, it was in Tel Aviv, once again, a lawyer stopped the witness from testifying, and he was warned to stop doing it, and he didn't listen, out. They threw him out. So they have ability by takanas of the Rabbanut to do such things. They're able to do such a thing. Oh. And now, I mentioned this once before, there's a thing called a to'enes, you know, because they allow a to'enes. There's a big fight in Eretz Yisrael some years back. Why should it be? A lawyer could be a woman, that's for sure. So why a to'en rabbani? Why can't she also be a woman? So the big fight, Medina didn't want it. But at the end, they gave in. And I can understand why. She's not functioning as a judge, as a lawyer. Okay? So they have a to'enes. But not every to'enes does what she's supposed to do. Listen to this story over here. Listen to this. To'enes rabbanis kirsima b'tikshores. What's tikshores mean? The media. Pratim kolel tzilimim, even pictures. Mitoch diyunei beis adin. Not only that, including pratim shein nechon. Maybe if it was all right, one thing. It was wrong. This, the Bezin felt, is against the chok, because the chok says you have to be quiet. The lawyer can't be a blabber mouth. And it could even create a hashpa'ah bilti hogenes al shikul dat l'shel Bezin. It could cause them to paskin wrong. And it could be bring to pigiyah kasha b'tov asamash al day beit b'nei hazul. Could cause a difficulty for the children who are being, child custody and visitation. It's been discussed by the Bezin. So Rav Dachovsky said that by law we should throw her out. Out. You know why he didn't do it? Quote, Alula liyos b'matan achlata al hafsatchat hayitzug pigiyah b'maris p'nei hatzedek. In other words, we live in a funny world. They'll say, the rabbis are against women, they're misogynists, etc., etc. So therefore they said, you know what? We can't get along with us. Instead of switching the lawyer, switch the diet. That's unbelievable. But I guess if Rabbi Dachovsky felt that's the only way to get out of it properly. It's an era of going to 2005. Obviously, they weren't towing out much before that. This same case, this is on page 191 in the safe. Also, page 206, where the same exact case is being described. And it says like this. It's against Isua Pirsuma Shachal al Halichim b'inyanei mishpacha. These are closed. Family court is closed. Closed. It rattles off five different rules that it's against. It's terrible. Terrible. And she thinks, the rabbi thinks she publicized it dafka in order to get the judges to say certain things. And for these little kids, the picture of their mother and all the gory details can have a terrible impact on these little kids. Terrible. But at the end of the day, instead of throwing her out, he left the case. Go figure that one out. I guess he felt that, you know, even though they can't always do what's right, you have to do what's smart. That's what we found to be fascinating. Now, there's an interesting case. He calls it over here. I brought it in today again. Shura Sadin. Yesterday we had Shura Sadin Tetzvav. Today we have Shura Sadin Yud Dalet.
A little bit smaller.
Huh?
A little bit smaller.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Unbelievable story. Okay. Please. I found this Maram Malkum over here in this sefer. Look at Shura Sadin. Excuse me. Tav Chav Dalet. He's not finding it here. He's calling over here from Tav Shin Samach Zayin. Yeah, the date is right. Maybe it starts on this page. Wow. Whoa. Someone wanted a apostle to dine over here. Whoa, this is a long tshuva. Signed by three Choshev Dayanim. I'm not fine what is quoting over here. I'll read you from the original here on page 191. They fired a lawyer. Why? They said he came 2.5 hours late. He refused to answer the business questions. And right in the middle of the court session, he removed his yarmulke as a protest. You have to wear yarmulke if you're in the venue, if you're not from. So for these three reasons, they fire the lawyer. Now, what's happening over here? I haven't found it. It's 10 pages here. Somewhere in these 10 pages, presumably, this part appears. What's happening is they're trying to pass on the judges. They're passing the lawyers. Oh, here it is. On that same page. I missed it. Hold on. They fired the woman's lawyer. Why? He came 2.5 hours late. On January, today in 2007, and he refused to answer the bezin, and he took off his yarmulke in the middle of his head. The last line of this page, Tav Chav Dalet. So you have some funny cases. All right? These things really happen. They really happen. Now, skipping to page 198, he took it a step further. A lawyer conducted himself inappropriately. Not only did they fire him, but they fined him. You have to pay money because you're wasting time frivolously. I assume he has to pay the, I don't think he's paying the business, he has to pay the other side, the lawyer. Once in a while, even in America, it can happen that a judge will find a lawyer guilty of this kind of stuff and make him pay from his own pocket to the other party. There's supposedly a case like that happening here. I don't know if it would have happened to a particular lawyer, tough lawyer. So after the case was finally decided in favor of the other side, they sued the lawyer for expenses because he drained, I think, up for who knows how much they had to pay legal expenses for 2 years extra for nothing. And apparently there wasn't an initial judgment against the lawyer. Now, if it's going to stand, I don't know if it did stand. I have to speak to the party. But there was a split vote on this matter, where Rabbi Dachovsky, who I mentioned one of Rabbi Horowitz, one that I don't know, said he has to pay money. But the chief rabbi, Rav Bakshi Daron, said no. But he was overruled. Even if you're a chief rabbi, you can still lose 2-1. We have to talk about that one of these days, about the 2-1 vote, if the one is considered to be a greater authority, the Ramban about it, not for this minute. Okay, so this is quite a fascinating idea. Oh, and then it goes further than that. It's like this. He quotes this from Menashe Klein. He said, you really shouldn't don't become a lawyer. Don't become a lawyer for the other reasons. So what's his main reason? He says a lawyer that knows for sure that the other one is right, but he finagles some or other to get his client to win. He's over lo sigzo, because he knows he's taking money from the party who really deserves the money. Unfortunately, this apparently exists in certain circumstances. Not only that, but if he gives wrong information to the Bezin, he purposely gives wrong information, what can we do? The Bezin has to take maskanot ishiyot negdo, personal laws against him. What I think it means is they're going to remove his license. What else can they do? It wasn't a mandatory case, it can't be a case of gerus. Okay, that's what happened. And again, this Rav Tuchovsky was involved in that decision with two others. And once again, he's not permitted to teach his client to lie. We saw a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla, Mates, and Alf. We saw it already. I'm not going to show everything on the screen anymore. This is too hard for me to get to it. Where it said, Sifso Sechem, Dibu Sheker, Eilu Orcha Dayonin. Says Rashi, Malamdim es Baladin Liton means Sheker. And there's a Ritva in Ksubas of Amid Beis that says you can help your people out. For who the lo ligmere Shikra? You cannot teach them to lie. That's absolutely not allowed. That can't be. That can't be. Fine. Now, you're not permitted to reveal secrets. And this is a very serious question. Is the law of not revealing secrets, what kind of status does that have? So he quotes over here as follows. He quotes of Usher Weiss. He says it's not an Isur Goma, but a Midah Tova. And therefore, Rav Usher Weiss goes on to say, this is found in one of Rabbi Rakov's Svarim, that there may be something overriding that to save someone's life. What's the reason why, if you're a professional, there's a special din of secrecy, more than just a plain person? Why? Roll from Verachay Din, doctors and lawyers. Why? Not Kadina de Machusa. Nah. No. Because these laws are made up, are reasonable and rational. Why? It's ethical, it's proper, it's functional. Because if a person can't open up his heart to his lawyer or to his doctor, and you're afraid they're going to reveal it, Nimtza ha'olem ha'olam chorev lachalutin, the world's going to fall apart because no one's going to say anything. So therefore, you should not all reveal anything unless a matzav korav lepikuach nefesh. That a person won't be afraid to say something because he knows if it's going to be revealed, it's only to save someone's life or thereabout, or something along those lines. Adkan. Okay, Rabbi, this concludes our discussion of this topic, which we had gave lawyers a chance to be discussed openly. And Rabbi Usher Weiss doesn't say you can't be a lawyer, only Rabbi Menashe Klein said that. We don't usually follow what Rabbi Menashe Klein says necessarily. That's what he says. Fine. I want to discuss with you the question that we spoke about already in the past about what's considered to be a Kabbalah. We were of the opinion that a Kabbalah only works, they quote on Chazon Ish and others, if it's a real psul, only if, Rabbi Osai, you know for a fact that the person is psul, and you accept him anyway. But the mere fact that you appear before him is not in and of itself a Kabbalah. Who was the Shulchan Aruch here today? You have one? You have one? Okay, you have another Shulchan Aruch. Gevaldik. Let's open up to the Pesachei Tshuva. Simen Gimel, Sivkotten Aleph. Simen Gimel, Sivkotten Aleph, Pesachei Tshuva. Is this follows? Shvus Yaakov. Yikulu tlasa lo gemiri klal. We learned at the very beginning of the Gemara, that Bezav Gimel. You have three people, at least one of them is going to be Gomer. No, all three don't know anything. Psili lodun. As it says in that Gemara, beginning of Simon Gimel. The Ramah says, if nobody, the Ramah writes Beferish. The reason why it's kosher, the Efshar, the less Buchad, the Odeh Svaros, did it. But iles buchad yidiyada psil adam. It's possible. Finished possible. So you sat through a din Torah. Turns out all three don't know anything. Okay. Also the Maidan Elam came Shekiblu Alayu. Okay. You can accept anybody, even if he's an Amoritz. Vahainu says the Shmus Yaakov. Should Sarach Shekablu Alayim Beferish. Kidin Korov Apostle Kimavuasim and Chavetz. Just the fact that they came to him is enough for Kabbalah. For lo dok, the Rayosim Yerushalmi, Rabbi Abodah Don Yechidi, Yoma came and asked the Kamekim and the Kablinu Alayu. No, Zekoy Dafka Yochin Mumcha, the Mutaladim Yechidi, Elash Mitzvus Chachamim, Shoshim Achirim. And we had said the same thing applies to a case of someone who heard ex parte, where B'diavad may be good. The Kabbalah comes from Shabbat, the founder of the Kabbalah. Masheket Mishnayim, Oecha Shein Mumchin, O Tlosad Logamiri Cloud, the Psila of the Medina, Sora Kabbalah Befevish, Kabbalah Mekibala of Karav Apostle, Kemash Moshna Apostle, Avada. I and Masheket Sartis come in Simon Hay, Siv Bay, Siv Cotton Vov. Let's take a look at both sides. Simon Hay, and Pishet Shuva, Siv Cotton Vov, a similar discussion. Simon Hay, Siv Cotton Vov, and Pishet Shuva. What does it say? Ein donen balayla. Says the Sma. Shebolodin sheshochan achrov. Havale kikibluhu. So here once again, the fact that he came is considered to be like a Kabbalah. And the shach quotes a marshal. When you rab shemumcha ba'echa lefonav lodin akrovo, yochal rab leduno. Not necessarily the same. Okay? Fine. And again, he quotes what we saw earlier. Yechidi is only made as chasidus. But Karav Apostle, or Dava Shalonokan al Piyadin, as he refers back to what he started in the 7th Gimel, no. Or Yishlechalek. Without a summons, kiblu. But if they were summoned by a bezin, they don't want to be sorry. It's not considered to be kiblu. Okay. So this, the question is again, how does this work? So the question becomes like this. It all goes back to a gemara Bosai on Baba Kama Davkuf Tezlov. Let's see how we are. I want to show you the Gemara. How do we get this out of here?
The X.
X's?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go to the top, get Baba Kama. Baba Kama now?
No.
Okay,
so. Now.
Now Baba Kama. Come on, interesting case in the Gemara. Watch this. Avimi Barnazi, the top line, Chamua de Ravina. It's important. He's Ravina's father-in-law. So he lent somebody four zuz. he stole a shirt, and he paid him with the stolen shirt. Okay, lent him again for Zuz. Then the guy is discovered, Hukaraganov. And it comes to Ravina, the Shver comes to Ravina and says the first guy stole and paid back the first loan he stole and paid back. Right? So the next four Zuz that I lent him. So he says, well, you know what? Take the money and give back the shirt. Rav Khan asked the Bakasha, maybe it's not true. And he says, listen, Rav Khan, a whole discussion. The big question, we're not going to the details over here. How in heaven's name did Chamua de Ravina paskin Ravina? He's his father-in-law. There's a din Torah going on over here. How can a father-in-law paskin on a son-in-law? How can it be? Okay. So, what does it say over here? Here's a key word. Asa lekameh. See the word asa? That's the key word. Who is asa? Who is asa? Who came? Now, asa, notice, is Lashon Yachid. Despite that fact, the Shita Mekubetz, it says, it really goes and refers to everybody, that they came together for Din Torah Baravina. Okay. This is the Raya, which is brought by the Marashal, that just coming before somebody, even if it's a Karav, is considered to be a Kabbalah. Pretty good. Sounds like a good Raya, eh? Let's take a look at in the Chumas. I'll show you something interesting, if I can get to it. Let's start, I'll go back here again. Down here, this way. Whoa, still going. Shoal of Meshiv. What? Only Madura Aleph through Gimel? I don't believe it. I'm Madura Dalit. Missing by an inch. Okay, they don't have it for some reason. Okay. So Madura Dalit, the Shaul Meshi says no. Avimi came by himself. Asa. Okay? So what happens? His father-in-law asked him a Shaila in Isa Veheter. Not the Inimaminus. No Psul Kurva. That's all. It wasn't a psak. Rav Khan, Maskev for Rav Khan, it's called, he says, Bederech Limud, writes the Shaul HaMeshiv. He's a Veheter. That's what it is. So what happened at the end of the day? So it says over here, Egal Gil Milsa, Mot Kamed Rav Ebo, he said, Hilchus to Rav Khan, he paskin. If that's the case, if the Shaul HaMeshiv is right, the Marshal's Raya is no Raya. And I thought that's maybe he's correct. You have to have a full Kabbalah for someone who's a Korav or otherwise, you know, a Psul Mamsh. A Psul Mamsh. That's it. Finished. Oh. Okay. Fine. Good. Now I want to start the next topic, which is a critical topic. Which we already started speaking about a while ago when we got sidetracked to other things. So on the original Maror HaMekomos, on the Beis Yosef and Siman Yud Beis, I don't know if I ever showed you the Gemara itself inside. I'd like everyone to see the original sources. So go straight to the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. Gemara says, come on, can't get this down over here. Oh. Hilchasa, ein choshishin lebezdin toin. Beidina basa beidina lo daiki. Very important phrase. Come and see it. Beidina basa beidina lo daiki. Okay? Not, I guess, what was I supposed to agree with? Rambam? Oh, I didn't even know I was getting Rambam. I was in Mishpah by mistake. Well, the Ola men bezin volken acha bezin acher, and the magzigin also shem bekin v'lo yitu ava volken acharet. We assume that a bezin is telling the truth, is doing a good job. Okay? As a result of that, if in fact there was a din Torah that takes place, before I go out of here, one time in Baba Vastra, I want to show you one more Gemara, even though I'm going out of order, but given my inability to do things so well. Also something once I hear already. Is the right daf? Hold on. Oh. Look at this amazing Gemara. Amalu Rava Lirav Papa. Lirav Hunu Rebbe Yeshua. Ki Asi Piska Didina Didida Kamaychu. One of my son comes to you. Vechazisu Be Pircha. You see Akasha. Lo Tikru. Don't rip it up. Adasisu the Kamoy. So you come to me. I is Li Tama. If I have a reason. Amina lechu, I'll tell you. V'ilo, and if not, ahadronabi, I will back out. I will back out. What happens? The achamisa. You see something I wrote, and you see it makes no sense. And he's dead. Lo mikra tekarinu, umigmer nami lo tigmer mine. Don't rip it up, but don't follow it. Lo mikri tekrini, don't rip it up. Diavoy hosam, if I were there. If I were there. I would be able to give you an answer. Migma lo tegmir minay, and the dana mashen of rots. So you're sort of in limbo, right? You can. That's an important gemara. Keep that in mind. Okay, those are two gemara Baba Basra I wanted to show you. Now I want to show you what Tshuvas HaRosh. It's found in the Beis Yosef, but let's all look at the original. down. Now we get it down this one.
Just
for some reason, just gave me a hard time.
I love the mark. That's all.
Was it what I was supposed to do?
No, I just wasn't over it completely. So that's all.
Sorry. Okay. Three people made a pshara. Okay. Whole discussion what the pshara, what they said, what the pashranim decided. He says, he thinks they made a mistake. They have to back out. Umasha bikashtuni. Why are you asking me this question? Lama shaltim livsog pamacheris, din shaliv sekvar. Beidina basa beidina lo daiki. We counted before. Once was paskins, good paskins. You shouldn't come to me in the first place. Whatever bez and paskins, that's it. There's no recourse. Finished. Lo daiki. This is called the tshuva sarash prop. Now. In the Shuvitz Rishonim, there's another group, Liglet of Shuvitz. Shabbat Yosef also quotes in the same Siman and Siman Yud Beis. You should have seen all this on the Marma Kamas. Chazei HaTnufa. What's a funny name? Chazei HaTnufa. What happened? I got off it.
I said on the double click.
Hakdamas, I'm going to read the Hakdamas first, okay? I never read Hakdamas, but you'll see there's a reason for reading this Hakdamas. What is this Chazei HaTnufa? Okay? Beis Yosef calls Chazei HaTnufa. He never said where did it come from? What is it all about? Okay, he tells you what it is. A Rav Moshe, something or other. Kikitzer Kotzer Shutarosh. That's what he did. Chazei HaTnufa is a short version of Tshuva Sarosh. And every once in a while, you know, it's not exactly right. Called Chazei HaTnufa. Mizif Ashahura Mizitoras Shalmei Rabbeinu Adonenu HaRosh Zal. And every tshuva wrote a raya, a svara, etc., etc., etc. Okay, this is what it's a kitzur tshuva sarash. Okay, this is his introduction. The Bekatzer is a fine person. He's quoted in the Rivash. Fine, that's the Hakdama. So you know, it's going to relate to what we just saw in the Rush in Chazei HaTnufa, Simen Mem. So in the tour, the new tour in Siman Yud Beis, if you have it, you can see in the bottom in footnote Chav Beis, the Ogas Farah says, wait a minute. The Chazei HaTnufa is something which the Rosh didn't say. The Rosh said the second Bez has no right to even discuss it. But the Chazei HaTnufa said that the other litigant need not come even appear in front of the second Bez. That the Chazei Tufa said more than the Rosh said. What does that mean? It means I have a mean in the footnote that if I have a case with you and I win, you take me to another Bezdin, I have to show up. I have to tell the other Bezdin, it's already in Paskin, get out of here. And they'll release me. So the Chazei Tufa, I'm not even quite to go. Jump in the lake, it was here already. And the Rosh himself didn't quite go that far. You would have to have a mean, Lude Chazei Tufa, you have to go to the second Bezdin. Even though your initial claim will say is already, this case has been heard already, you know, and therefore there should not be any second judgment, and it's presumably the Bezdin will in fact listen to you. Okay. So now the question becomes: has this? Why is this then so? Right, and when? What are the parameters? This is extraordinarily important. And we're going to start. We're going to start by opening the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Rabosai in Simen Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet. So here we find something amazing. In Siv Dalet. Start things from the beginning. Siv Dalet. What does it say in Siv Dalet? Yesh Omer. Shimroa Hadayan Shebaldin Choshto Shinota Hadin Kenegdo. Sorich Lo Dio Mezatam Dono. Afilu Lo Shoah. In order to understand this, you have to look at the Tosfos, Rabosai. Please turn to Tosfos on the Lamed Aleph and Beis on the Maamar Kamis. Lamed Aleph and Beis. What does it say? We saw this Gemara a while ago. It's time to see it again. The end of the narrow lines. Shnayim shenis atzim b'din. Echad omen adin kanav, echad omen adin mokum avad. Kol fenos av adonam b'iru. I guess the guy who lost says, write for me, give me in writing what on what basis you judged me and found me the losing party. Says Tosfos. As the lashon of the Gemara, right? What does Gemara say? Gemara says, "Kofenos of a dun beirum." So you force him to come to this bezdin, and then he wants to know why. Is it right to ask? Write me, put in writing, why? You know what happened over here? Avo ba'alma. Otherwise, lo. What's ba'alma lo mean? Without kfir, they came on their own, presumably. Chen mashma bezel neshech. Rabbi Trek who saw the Ovud Isko. Two guys made a partnership. I see your mamish, you're out to get me. The Kamar, and it says in the Gemara there, the Amora said, Ki hai vadait sorich lo due. In this kind of case, where guy suspects you of being partial, you must explain why you rule that way. Mio yesh litchos, tochi kama, ki hai vare tzorach lo due, af al pi she ein shoel, me'ez etam nischayev, tzorach lo due, abo bialma, or otherwise, I shoel in, I lo, lo. So maybe you always have to give them a reason if he asks you for one, or write down if he asks you for one. And there the chiddush over there is, you have to inform him, even if he didn't ask you for a reason. He just said, you're prejudiced against me. Now what in the world is this Gemara? Who has a fancy Gemara here? Who has a fancy Gemara? Yeah?
No.
Not so fancy? Okay. So I guess I have to share the Gemara itself, because I have in the back, unbelievable, I never discovered this until today. There's something in the very back called Muvo'os HaTosis. Whenever Tosis quotes a Gemara, They tell the Gemara.
Probably have it.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah,
I doubt
it.
I doubt it. No, you have it. You have my Gemara.
Yeah.
But when my Rebbe was always tell us, don't trust Tosfos. Look it up. Look it up. Tosfos Gemara, look it up. We were too lazy to go get another Gemara. So he says, now, Old Zohar says, it's printed in the back of the Gemara. Muvol Satosis. Daf Lamed Aleph Mid Beis. Alright, but not everyone has Muvol Satosis. So we'll see the Gemara. Amazing story. Something more like this. What happened over here? Hanu treku soy. The Avid iska badi adod. Ozel chaminayu. Pligi zuzi bludata de chavre. What did he do? There was a certain amount of cash that they had, which is in this partnership. On his own, without telling this other guy, he split it in half. He took 100, gave the other guy 100. He put one in one area, and then he did what he took his money and did what he would do. Other money was left there for the other fellow. Also, the kamei derav papa, they can't derav papa. Amalei, my nafkamino, hachir amar Rav Nachman, zuzi command the pligi damu. Money's only money. It was $200 there. You split the money in half. There's nothing to estimate. You're allowed to do it on your own. The shana next year, zoven chamer badi adoni. They bought a donkey together. Kamidach polig leiblo data dechavre. The other guy. It was two kusim, one we call Reuven, one we call Shimon. Shimon this time splits the donkey without asking the other guy. How do you split it? Yeah, he estimated that the donkey's worth $200. So he took the donkey for himself, and the other guy got $100. Or one of something else. Kamidach Polagle. Yeah. Also the commander of Papa. Omole, man plagloch. You had no right to do that. So wait a minute. So Shimon lost twice. The first time Shimon lost, he said, what's the difference? Money's in, split in half. Second time, he told Shimon to split the donkey. You had no right to do that. Amalei, so Shimon says to the Rav Papa, Kochazina de Bosa Didi, Kosima, you're after me. Because you ruled against me twice. And what I consider to be the same case. Amarav Papa. So Rav Papa said, Kai gav nevada itzarech lo duei. Yeah. You have to tell him. What does it mean you have to tell him? Says Tosus. What do you have to tell him? We have to, what, tell, who tells what? Says Tosus. Mashma davka hocha. The judge is required to tell the fellow. The fish are low pischan pella choshto come out of the duy bishum isn't the key Hashem and Israel. Because he passed it against him twice, he's always the same case. He didn't realize the difference between a donkey and money. Chap. Abba Ba'alma again, Ba'alma lo. Either Gemara and Sanhedrin of Lamed Aleph, Kisfune Samdantuni, Kosov and Osalo, in a standard case. No. Again, the distinction between midato and balkorcho. Balkorcho, you have to write him even if there's no reason to be choshen him. But if it's balkorcho, then you always have to write for him. That's what Ben Tam says. If V.S.S. Yesh mefarshim, another pshat completely. Tocha kol ki agam v'toch lo duay, no. Doesn't mean lo ayahu da meza tam chivo. Doesn't say that the judge has to tell the party the reason. Eloi meshiva kol ki agam v'lecho lo duo kshechilakta. Not that the judge has to notify the parties why he's decided. The person who split the donkey should notify the partner when he split the donkey. A whole different pshat completely. Okay, that's why it's only a yeshomer in the Shulchan Aruch, because there's the other content of pshat. There's no basis for this halach. Fine. That's what it says. Fine. Fine. Oh. So now, what must you write? You all have, I've all said, well, that which we have in front of us, I'm not going to put on the screen. We all have a Shulchan Aruch. Let's look inside. Simon Yudalit. So Yesh Omer and Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalit is based on the Tosis that we just saw. The Chol Shekein says the Rama, this is very important. Chol Shekein, Im Omer Kisulu Meir Tam Dantuni. In the first case, he Afilim Lo Shoal. He just said, I see it, you're going against me. He didn't ask him why or what. Even then you have to tell him the reason why money is different than donkeys. Says the Rambam, certainly, if you say, Me'ez Tam Dantuni, which is Loshen Gemara in the Sanhedrin of Lamed Aleph and Beis, you certainly have to tell him why you ruled against him. Says the Rambam, Yu Yesh Omrim, Davka Im Dono Osadei Kfiya. That's Tosis. Ama Balav Ochi, En Kosvalo, V'chein Iker. Tosis is right. Skipping two lines. V'yain Strichin Lichtav Lo Hatanos V'arayos. There's no need to teach to write for him all the Tanos and all the rites. Where does this come from? Rabbi Yossi, open up the Nebuka Yosef in the back to page Yud Oman Aleph in the Dapei Harif, in the old Dapei. I think it's Chavav. For those who have the new ones, if I'm not mistaken. See what he says. Yeah. Kosvin and Osnin. In the new Gemaras, it's a new paragraph on the left side. In the old Gemaras, it's the very top of Yudam and Alf. In that Be'erif. It's Chavav and the new ones. Lav l'meimra she'yichtivu l'hamatamim. Also b'shvila. No, you don't have to give all the reasons and the proofs. El shulchan stam, ploni ton kain, uploni ton kain, umitoch divrayim nira lano shadinim ploni. Stop. Ubezn shemelkom avad. What's melkom avad? He says, if Sky asks you to write it down, you write it down. What's the purpose of writing it down? What's the purpose of writing it down? Obviously, he's going to want to go to the Beis Avad. Remember, because one said to go to Beis Avad originally. The halacha is called from Dom Vihiro. Knife was ripped off because he went to an inferior court. He's going to show it to the Beis Avad. Right? Show it to the Beis Avad. Before we go to that, if you look on the Rif, Vimhutstrach Dova Lishol Mibez Nagodosh Yerushalayim. Kosin v'sholchin. That was the Rambam's pshat that the Bez and Gadol is only the Bez and Gadol of Yerushalayim, which is the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Obviously, he implies even his Bezman Hazeh to a greater, more scholarly group of Rabbonim. You're right that the one Dayan can ask to a greater Dayan, what should he do in this case, which happens all the time. Whole discussion in American law, if that's okay, it's ex parte, not to the parties, Chalila, but you're asking an expert. The judge knows more than you. So the party will claim, I wanted to be there when you spoke to that other judge. Maybe you didn't ask the question right. That's the whole issue. Come back to Mikhail Yosef. We'll see soon the smile, where it's coming from. Because of arrived, when do we say Kosov and also Shakfu Lodna Biro? Lodna Latzno Lo. Okay? And that's true. The Rabbeinu Tam says exactly the same thing. Bezgov Yishalayim says Mikhail Yosef. Who are then the bezin acher godol? We also bezin modiim daton leelu. Veim don and also the lack of the name Mashiyevsky also bezin aleim as adin. The binan sheyu baladin omdim b'tnei adayon. So very nice. You can ask them for a halachic opinion, but the ones who carry the burden, who actually pass on the case, are only the ones who are actually hearing the parties. This is sort of basic stuff. Good. Now that we saw this, go back to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yudalet. As we saw in the Migos, and Tzricha Lichtav Lo Atanas Varayash Rakos Nam Atanas Apsak Din, says the Sma. Now the Sma, the numbering is tricky. Do you have two numberings in your version? Do you have a Sma? No, you have mine. What? Do you have the same thing I have over here? Mine, he says Sma, says Chavav or Chafei. You don't have that in your edition? No? Okay, I'm assuming it's Chavav then. Which says Ve'ein Tzricha Lichtav Lo Atanas Varayash, that's Chavav by you guys? Yeah? Says the Sma. T'chol bezdin yofet sheshomen atanos yodin lifsak aleihen. What's the beautiful three words? The Torah achas lekula. It's all one Torah. There's one Torah. Oh. So now Rabosa, the question becomes, and this is the question that we're going to discuss at great length next week. Rabbeinu Shalom, we just got through saying Beidina basa Beidina lo daiki. A second tribunal has no business looking over the shoulders of the first. So what's going on over here? Here it says you write down and they show it to the other best. Something is wrong over here, right? Something is wrong. So what's going to be? How do you reconcile these two sources? Everyone understand the question? Let me just end the shiur before I go to the Chumash part by reading an Aruch HaShulchan, and next week I'll explain to you that not everyone agrees with it at all. Shulchan writes as follows, an amazing Aruch HaShulchan. He's bothered by this question. How do you reconcile these two? These seems to be contradictory halachas. Oh, I passed it away. Sorry about that. Mechan yibale din amul adayanim kisul imi at the time dantuni im kafu also lidin coast of the nose, no techef. Right? Fine. V'entzvich in lichtav atam shel adin, t'gam ha'chacham ma'achem yavinu yatam, the Torah has a kulon, t'sma. El ha'kosvint, ploni to'an kach, pasad l'kach v'kach. Okay, fine. V'im yovi me'agdol, me'hem b'chochma, sheto. If you will bring from the gedolim, letter back, to the lower, the other court, made a mistake, as Yisro Psakdin. Then the lower court, if they wish, will change their minds based on the wisdom they receive from the higher, more knowledgeable court. The Aroli, Shadayonim Tzrichim Lichtov Shenosim Rishus Laim Psakdin. They have to give permission explicitly that the other higher, more learned court can look over their shoulders and to question what they wrote. The Imlokin, otherwise, Hon is Barab Bissimin Yud Beis of Gimel, the Osul Lodin Bipsak Sheposko Achayim, because Beidina Basta Beidina Lodak. Says Eruch HaShulchan, Vidavka Bezin Kotten Srichon Lassus Kain, to write the reasons. Avo Bezin, not the reasons, to write the Psak, he said this, we just started that. Avo Bezin Agoda Bechokma, Ein Sarach Litain Bichsav, don't write anything. Not afraid of any mistake. Why? The Imlokain ain't the Davasov. Endless. Court A right to B. A will say to B, B said A made a mistake. Yeah, great. Okay, go to C. C said B made a mistake. D, E, F, the letter to go through the whole alphabet. 22 didn't, but it didn't. and of himself. Himloka fuladin elishabah meritzono abezin kotni tzarvli dunlo afilu laharas abezin gadol mehem. That's what we saw in Tosfos. Adka. The problem is, of course, the Pasha Pshat is not that way. We don't find that the case of Kitzul Bezdin Tamtuni, you need explicit permission from one Bezdin, and the other Bezdin should look over what they wrote. It's very, very not mistaken. Very, very not mistaken. So, there's another Pshat, but I can't tell it to you now. I don't want to talk about the Parsha. So we'll leave it over here. Mitzvah on Sunday, regular time. We'll continue with this with these inyan. Very important. We're going to understand how important this is. This is fundamental. Otherwise, end of the self. We'll stop here. I'll talk about it.